dry. Bill is a working man, by God. And he thinks and he writes, and he thinks and he writes, and he does all his work at his big brown desk. And after his 40, he feels just great. He never gets involved in politics, or the office pool, or the office girl. And he only cares about just three things. Job, he feels just great, with pride in his work and money in his wallet and a pocket full of change for the juice and tunes and coldest beer in town. He has just three, for it wouldn't make sense to arrive senseless to his women or his work, because after all, he only loves his woman and his work and his wet whistle.
He doesn't write as congressman or call or answer the telephone. He only cares about these three things, his woman and his work and his wet whistle. He doesn't keep in touch with his pals from school, or his stocks and bonds, or the price of gold, or the weather for the week, cause he just cares for his woman and his work and his wet whistle.
Bill's dad was a working man, and he shoveled at the salt mines all day. And he shoveled and he spat, and he shoveled and he spat, and he wiped a lot of sweat underneath the hard hat. He made enough money for his simple ways. He raised young Bill to his college days, and doing it right is the only way it pays for his woman and his work and his wet whistle. Cause they never understand his sense of humor, his sleight of hand, or the turn of his phrase and whistle while he works, or the tune in his heart and the grit in his boots. Bill doesn't listen to the hit parade, but tell bad jokes about different kind of folks. Smile on his face, he comments on the race, the human race, that is.
His woman and his work and his wet whistle.
Now Linda married Bill on a summer's day, and the heat of the night was the talk of the day. A little heavy on the hips, on my those lips, she's the one who turns his head clear around. Her beautiful eyes make his roll back every night till the cows come screaming home. He's Bill's pretty gal, and she's the only one. His woman and his work and his wet whistle. Troops abroad, and he can't even tell the Jews from the goys, and he doesn't know the price of the latest toys, and he doesn't contribute to the level of the noise. He doesn't know the laws against high-heeled boys, or the hockey brawls, or the baseball scores, or the Jeff, or the Gimme, or the Academy Awards, for his women or his work, or his wet whistle.
Has no use for the 10 o'clock news, cause the night is young and it's time for fun. And the fun consists of just three things, his woman and his beer and her wet whistle. And he brushes his teeth and he wipes his face, and he hops in bed with a faraway smile. He says a little prayer and he finishes his chat with his woman and his work and his wet whistle.